This is the free edition of Lyrics Undercover, case number 336, Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
You are currently subscribed to the free feed of Lyrics Undercover, which will get updated once monthly. To subscribe to the show and receive a weekly episode, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click on subscribe at the top of the page.
Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. This is Brian Ibbett, thanking you for listening. And now, here's your host, Vincent Minucci.
Ozzy Osbourne is best known for his antics during performances, his reality TV show, and his larger-than-life personality. His major contributions to early metal earned him the title The Godfather of Heavy Metal. Born in Birmingham, England, he emerged on the rock scene in the early 1970s as the lead vocalist to Black Sabbath. Only a decade later, he would leave the band to create his own works and push his solo career up the charts. He would release 11 albums, the first seven earning multi-platinum status. Even with his successful solo career, on several occasions, Ozzy would return to play with Black Sabbath. This song was Osbourne's first solo hit after leaving Black Sabbath in 1978. From songfacts.com, he left the band after a particularly heated dispute with guitarist Tony Iommi, at which time Ozzy was painted as a substance-abusing layabout by his former bandmates. Crazy Train was a triumph for Ozzy in that he proved he could succeed outside the Sabbath shelter, albeit with plenty of help. Though Jet Records made the project seem like a true solo effort, with the album cover featuring Ozzy's image only and just his name in large letters above the title Blizzard of Oz, the trio collaborated on song creation. Randy Rhoads wrote many of the riffs and Bob Daisley co-wrote much of the lyrics. Drummer Lee Kerslake was added to complete the band, though again, Jet Records made every effort to market them as Ozzy's solo act.
And you
In contrast to the full album, the single for Crazy Train had the band name in large print with Ozzy's name above it. This was as close as they would get to being billed as a band on their releases. Even though promotional photos and reviews from the time show that Blizzard of Oz was supposed to be the band name. This move to make Ozzy's name more prevalent worked, however. Crazy Train reached number 7 on the UK charts. It peaked at number 21 in the US, continuing to sell for over 2 years and becoming a huge success. I know that things are going wrong for me. Although most of Ozzy's songs are written about the loss of mental state and enveloping insanity, this song is unique in that it was actually written about the Cold War. Evidence of this is in the lyrics, "Millions of people living as foes. One person conditioned to rule and control. The media sells it, and you live the role. Heirs of a Cold War, that's what we've become. Inheriting troubles. I'm mentally numb." The use of the word crazy is another way of using the acronym MAD, or MAD, which stands for Mutually Assured Destruction, a doctrine that was held at the time that basically boiled down to, if they shoot their nukes at us, we'll shoot ours right back. And that would be the end of the world that nobody wants. So it won't happen as long as we keep pointing our nukes at each other. This mentality is what the song refers to as the crazy train. End of the Cold War, that's what we've become. Inheriting trouble, I'm mentally numb. Crazy, I just cannot bear. I'm living with something that just isn't fair.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. Mara Makel-Mendez is our head writer, and Vincent Minucci is writer and host. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @Coverville, @Scully, and @RylandDune. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.